From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of marchers, including Abdelkarim al-Mahdari, took to the streets of Yemen's capital Sana'a, protesting an apparent Saudi-led coalition airstrike that killed more than 140, including prominent pro-Iranian Houthi officials, at a funeral on Saturday. Hundreds others were wounded. Al-Mahdari denounced what he called the silence of the UN about the attack. Riyadh has launched an investigation into what they call a regrettable and painful attack. Australian National University analyst Amin Saikal called for a change in Saudi tactics.
I think it's about time that Saudi Arabia should revise its policy and particularly its military operations towards Yemen.
Meantime, the U.S. Navy says two missiles were fired today from rebel-held territory in Yemen. They landed near an American destroyer that was passing by in the Red Sea. U.S. Navy also said the missiles were fired after a ship from the United Arab Emirates was fired upon a day or so ago and was damaged. German police said today they have arrested a Syrian man suspected of plotting a jihadist bomb attack. Jaber al-Bakr's arrest comes after police found several hundred grams of explosive material in his apartment, like the material used in the Paris and Brussels bombings. Al-Bakr is believed to have had internet contact with the Islamic State. Nigerian security agents have seized hundreds of thousands of dollars and rounded up several senior judges, part of an anti-corruption drive launched by the government of President Muhammadu Buhari. The raids occurred following allegations the judge had received bribes. This is VOA News.